Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Betsy Buckley's on the phone. Hey, Betsy, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm really good. Real nice picture of you in the Sun-Times today.
Thank you very much.
What do you do for a living?
I am a special education coordinator.
You were in LaGrange the other day?
I was. I was in LaGrange on my way home from work in Glen Ellyn. And driving along, thinking I was going to get home and make tacos with my family.
What was the street you were on? Because I used to live in LaGrange. I know that line and the metro line there and the Burlington Northern and the cross streets. Where were you?
I was on Shawmut by the Life Storage right there.
Okay. So you're heading north, are you?
I was heading north. I had just come through the underpass, and I was heading north, and I was then curving to the right, going east over the train tracks, and I noticed the car on the train tracks.
What do you mean you noticed a car on the train tracks? What did you see?
So as I was driving north parallel with the train tracks, I looked over, and I saw this like an SUV family kind of vehicle in a kind of a strange angle on the train tracks. And couldn't see anybody at that moment, but then as I was going over, I looked again and still couldn't tell if anybody was in the car, but it was definitely on the tracks down from the road a little bit, like they were trying to use it as a street.
Huh. So the vehicle is stopped there. Is it stuck there? I mean, why are they still sitting there?
So I think that it was, I never found out the answer to that, and people have been asking me, but I think that it was stuck based on the angle of the car. But the other compounding factor was there was a train heading south on the train tracks. So I think the family inside had to make a decision. Do we keep trying to put it in reverse, or do we get out of the car now? As I parked my car and came around, that's when I saw the family exiting the vehicle.
You're still in there. Were the gates down? Was it one of those cases where people are trying to go around the gates?
No. It was a family, a grandmother and her daughter, and then her two grandchildren in the back. And I guess they had been in an appointment, and they're not from around here. And it was dark, and they were getting lost, so they decided to put on the GPS to get themselves back in the right direction, and the GPS told them to turn left because the road does angle to the left.
So they turned left kind of onto the tracks and got wedged there.
Yep, they turned left too early.
Wow. You know, there's these crazy stories about people who drive into a lake or a river because the GPS told them.
But yes.
I'm not making fun of these people, but I mean, doggone it, if the thing says turn left onto the train tracks, you got to rethink your decision there.
Correct.
So you get out, but they're also getting out, right?
Well, when I pulled my car over after I got over the train tracks and to see then what was going on with this car, and that's when I saw the family exiting their vehicle. So I just, in that split second moment, I thought, I have time to get over there and back. So I just started running to them, yelling, "How can I help? How can I help?" Because I saw the grandmother struggling with the little four-year-old girl, and her leg was just kind of looped underneath the seatbelt. And in that moment, I think the grandmother was just not able to get her loose. So I just ran over there, and I flipped her little leg, and I picked her up, and then we all ran to the side to safety near where my car was parked.
So then what happened?
We watched the train hit their car.
How much time between when you all got out of the way and the train hit the vehicle?
Not much time at all. I'd say start to finish, it was about a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
A minute, well, start to finish. I mean, so you guys clear the way. Here comes the train. And then 60 seconds later, the train hit the vehicle?
No, like 10 seconds. We were safely on the side, and we literally just turned to the right, to the north, and saw the train cross the tracks and go right into their car.
How fast do you guess the train was going?
Well, I think it was not going as fast as it typically would. I think that the train had been slowing down, seeing the car on the tracks, because during this whole scenario, of course, the train is really loud and making and honking its horn or pulling its horn, and so it was a high stress. Like you kept hearing the whistle of the horn of the train blowing, and so the police officer said that if it had not been trying to stop at all, it would have been much farther down the tracks when it finally did come to a halt.
Yeah. Well, this is a freight train. You know, the commuter trains will do 70 miles an hour through LaGrange.
Yeah.
The freight trains don't do that, and they don't even use the tracks that I'm thinking about. But 20 miles an hour, something like that, it really doesn't matter how fast a train is going, I guess. If a train hits you, it's going to end badly. And it also sounds like the woman panicked, right? I mean, she probably 10 times out of 10 could have figured out what the problem was to get the granddaughter out. But now a train's coming, the horn's honking, it's night, and you don't think clearly, right?
Yes, I think that's exactly. When you're stressed out and your anxiety is very high, sometimes you freeze, sometimes you run the other way, sometimes you can't figure out a very simple problem. Your anxiety goes up and your memory and your functional skills go the opposite direction. Yeah. So just in that moment, luckily I was one that just, I don't know, I just ran over and just seemed all clear to me what to do.
Amen to that. But I mean, were there other people that could have aided as well? Were there other people driving by or walking by, or were you just alone in this scene?
There were other cars that had been going over the train tracks. There were not any pedestrians around.
But I mean, what was the matter with those people? I think, I don't know if I would have been, I mean, you're the hero in this story, and I don't know that everybody would have done what you did, but other people were obviously ignoring the plight of those people, huh?
I guess so, or they didn't think it was odd to have a car parked, you know, 20 yards down from where they were supposed to be. I can't speak for them, but certainly nobody else stopped.
20 yards down, they made that left turn too soon, and then ba-boom, 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 we're driving down the railroad tracks?
Yeah, it was down a little bit, probably. My judgment of distance is not so great, but it was down a little bit.
Wow, so more than just they turned and went, oops, they then actually went to distance.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct, yeah. So that was added to it, right? So if their tire was, I mean, they literally were on those big gravel rocks part of the tracks, and I know that the driver's side was in the path of a train.
You must have thought when you're coming up on this scene, like, I'm just trying to get home and cook tacos. Now I'm running down a dark train, and here comes a train. I mean, that must have just seemed surreal to you.
It still is a little surreal, to be honest with you. But yeah, at first it was like just curiosity, like, what the heck? Why is that car? Why is it there? And then it quickly went from curiosity to just like insta action.
Yeah.
I was no longer curious. It was just, like I said, just kind of clear what needed to be done. And I had to reassure my family that I wasn't intentionally putting myself in harm's way. In that moment, I knew that I had enough time to help them.
Well, I'm glad that you did, and maybe you did put yourself in harm's way, but you weren't harmed, so I'd say if you can survive that scene, do put yourself in harm's way, but obviously not all of us do. Thank goodness for Betsy Buckley. Last thing, Betsy, did you all embrace? Did they take your name and say, we'll send you flowers? I mean, how does that moment end then for you all?
Yeah, well, we were there for over an hour. My car was like the warming station for the group.
Uh-huh.
And so we hugged many times. The grandma kept calling me her angel.
Yeah.
And I got to spend a lot of time with the little girl. We were drawing pictures in the back of my car. So I was helping her feel, you know, at ease and realize that she was safe and everything was going to be okay.
From Glen Ellen, Betsy Buckley, nicely done. And I appreciate you sharing your story with us, Betsy. My best to you and your family.
Thank you. And I'm from LaGrange Park.
Holy cow. I used to live on Wyola.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What street were you on when you were in LaGrange Park?
I live on Newberry.
Oh, you still live in LaGrange Park?
I do. I work in Glen Ellen.
Oh, that's right. So you're on your way. I see. Yeah.
I was almost home. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
Good to hear you, Betsy. Well done. Thanks for your call.
Yes, no problem. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We called her. Thanks for your time. Happy Thanksgiving to her.